welcome to the second episode of the MCAST. I'm Hans Lowe with Hector Sanchez.
Stop doing that voice, man.
What do you mean? I hate
when you do that announcer voice, man. You missed your calling. You should have been the announcer on TV or something like that. You totally should have done that.
Round one.
No.
Okay, all right.
Is that better?
Just talk like this now?
Yeah, the regular voice.
Okay, totally the regular voice.
Man, I'm super, super excited. This week has been absolutely incredible for MK versus DCU news, everything that we're out there, our game trailers, TV, number one rated episode in the history of the show.
Yeah, that was tied.
We were tied. Hyperbole. I don't want to use that.
Still, one of their all-time highs, and that was awesome.
Yeah, and that's thanks to the fans, like all you guys out there tuning in.
You guys tuning in. There's people in our PR group that are attributing the fact that, you know, just because we had helped mentioned it on our podcast, they're saying, you guys got the fans to hear about it. They're excited, and that you guys did a great job. So you made us look good, so we want to thank you.
Yes. I totally want to thank all of you guys out there for tuning in and catching us and downloading going and watching the episode online and commenting on it on the boards. I don't want to talk about the boards right now. We'll talk about that a little later.
Yeah, we'll come back to that because there is something I want to ask you about.
We'll deal with that a little bit later.
All right.
But yeah, game trailers, TV, awesome reception. Everybody's kind of digging what they saw. People are happy about the return of some of those super iconic characters like, you know, Sonya, I think, was the one that got the hugest response.
Sonya.
Everybody was really digging her coming in. What'd you think about it?
Oh, yeah. It was great. I mean, you're just looking at that stuff, and it just, you know, honestly, it looked awesome. I know, and yes, I work on the game, and I'm going to sound a little biased, but I was actually really surprised how well it played on the TV and on the show, on the web. It was just like,
yeah,
wow.
we had a kind of a big viewing party at a friend of mine's house, and we watched it. And I think, you know, the moment that everybody kind of freaked out was like that first Superman moment when he throws, I think it was Shang Tsung, up in the air and just kind of does that big power throw.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, my God. And everyone's like, how are you? That's the greatest game ever. I can't wait to play it.
I think it answered a lot of people's concerns, like, is this game going to be cool or not? And I think, it is.
It's like we talked about before, you know, the initial reaction of just the concept was kind of negative. People are like, why are you doing this? But, you know, as we've always said, the gameplay is what's going to sell this game. And you guys saw it out there.
Even Ed was saying, you know, even Ed's reading like feedback and he says, man, after that, a lot of turnaround comments because we had a lot of naysayers and, you know, people who've seen it and are now actually like, yeah. The tide's turning.
We're winning you guys over. We're winning the haters over, which is what we plan to do in the MCAST and coming up over the next couple of months. We're going to give you guys information and make you guys want to get this game.
We'll give them what we can give them. Okay? Don't get crazy.
I'm going to give them what they want. Well, all right. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say anything. Big week for us coming up. We're going to have our first playable build at E3. It's going to be the first time the public has the controller in their hands, controlling their favorite MK characters. Hans, I know, you know, we kind of talked about it a little bit, what we wanted to do about this. We were going to announce the characters. I've been trying to bug you. I don't know if you're cool with that or it's up to you.
You know, everyone knows, you know, Batman's in there. We know Superman's in there. I mean,
So what you're saying right now, it's cool to talk about what characters are in the E3 build.
I'm just saying that what we've announced so far, you know, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag or anything, okay? Like I said, and I've said it before, I'm always afraid Ed's going to become marching in. You know, I'm scared of Ed. I'm not going to lie. Okay?
I know you're scared of Ed. I understand. Actually, we're all scared. Well, it's not that we're scared of Ed. We respect what he wants to do with the game. I totally respect him.
I enjoy working the guy, but
at the same time, I respect what the fans want. So here's the roster of who's going to be playable at E3 right now. I'm going to let you guys know right now. It's going to be Batman, as you said.
Yes.
It's going to be Superman.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be Scorpion.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be Sub-Zero.
Right.
It's going to... Should I stop?
Are you going to say something else?
I'm not going to say anything else. I'll just leave it right there at that. That's it. How many was that?
That was four.
Okay. So. Well, there's going to be more at that, and we're going to let people guess who those last two playable characters are going to be at this point right now. How about that? Is that a good thing? I want to tell you guys so bad, but
everyone thinks like, God, why is Hans being such a jerk about this?
Hans is protecting me. Hans wants me to keep my job. I understand that.
Because you know what? If you had said, you know, like, oh, Flash is going to be...
You gave it away. Now they're not going to guess, man. Now they're going to know that Flash is going to be in it.
We can bleep that out, right?
No, you know what? Funny thing about it, Flash right now, at this point in this development, is my favorite character to play right now. I mean, his moves are entirely too awesome for words.
You confirmed
it before I did.
I was going to have him edit out that whole section right there.
It's okay.
We can't turn back now.
Well, there's one more character that's going to be playable right now, so we probably shouldn't give that away.
No, we shouldn't give that away.
Because... So we'll just let that. How many we said? Five right now?
That's five.
Well, they don't know how many are going to be playable, right? They don't know how many.
I don't think anything has been said. That's right. Any release yet?
Okay, so we'll let them go. We'll let them figure out who that last character is. But you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens on this one. Another big announcement that we have. GameSpot probably gave this away already, but the two new characters that haven't been revealed before yet. Mm-hmm. We said that we were going to announce a couple characters around E3.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about these two characters. Who are they? Tell me one of them. Which one of the two is your favorite? And then
I already made my mistake. I'm not going to, you know.
Captain Marvel is in the game, people. Captain Marvel is in the game. We've confirmed it. It's cool. His character model is incredible. It's totally like, did you read Kingdom Come? Alex Ross's Kingdom Come? I mean, it's exactly, it looks almost like we pulled it out of the comic book and put it in the game.
I mean, and then I'm not just talking about in the sense of popular, I mean, just like in physical size compared to some of the MK guys.
I know.
He's just a very big man.
It's going to be really interesting to see how we kind of balance him out because his powers are pretty, pretty incredible. I mean, I don't know. I was going to give away some stuff, but we'll wait a little bit. Captain Marvel was in the game, and it's the return of Mr. MK, champion of Earthrealm. Liu Kang is in the game.
Liu Kang.
It should come as no surprise.
No,
there, but you
no,
can't
I think
make
everybody,
it.
Everybody, I mean, all the lists we saw, his name was almost every single time on there.
I know. It was incredible. I hate those questions that we get all the time on the boards. You know, we asked you guys to kind of post on the Midway forums, post on the Facebook, and they're like, here's my roster. How close is it? Will you tell me? I must have gotten about 50 private messages of people like, okay, will you just tell me if this person's in the game? I swear I won't tell anybody. Just is this person? And on all the lists, that was the one name that you saw come up all the time. And it's just like, yeah, of course Liu Kang is in the game. You can't have an MK game without Liu Kang. So, I mean, he's our champion.
Yeah.
His updated character model looks really good. Jennifer Hedrick, one of our character artists, she did a really good job on Liu Kang. I'm really excited to see that out there. I'm really excited to see what his damage is going to look like.
Yeah,
I mean, he's always been really...
I think that's what they're working on right now.
Yeah, so. He's always been really pristine and kind of like built, but I mean...
Well, you know, he'll start out that way in this
exactly,
game.
Exactly, and we'll have to just beat him down into it, into a bloody pulp or... Well, I guess I shouldn't say bloody pulp, but you know. You know
bruised
where I'm trying to go.
Bruised up pretty badly.
Bruised up pretty bad. So E3 is really exciting for us. The following week is Comic-Con, and we're going to have a playable build as well as additional characters that weren't playable in the build at E3.
Yep.
I want to give those away so bad too, but I'm just going to, you know, probably too much. I mean, we've probably said too much right now at this point.
Yeah, we should hold on. I mean... We'll probably still have another podcast between now and then.
Yeah,
maybe.
so maybe we'll
leak it on the next one.
We don't want to give away too much right away at the beginning. I understand, even though I want to because I know the fans want to hear it. But you're right. We should.
So, I mean, now I'm getting a little confused here. Now, let's do a recap of who's all actually going to be in this upcoming E3 build. I mean, like who?
Well, we'll let people rewind and play it over. I don't want to do that. Okay. Let's not give that away right now. We do want to talk about some of we have four new characters coming out at Comic-Con that we're going to announce. And this round of four release characters is going to have a huge impact on the community, both the DC side and the MK side. I mean, there's some people that are going to be announcing there that the fans have been clamoring for on both sides. Because not only do we monitor the MK boards, we also monitor the DC boards. And a couple of these characters that are going to be announced at Comic-Con are just going to – I mean, we're going to set the world on fire with this. I mean, we're already doing it every week. Every week on the MCAST, you guys tune in to hear the latest news. But when you hear the podcast for the week of Comic-Con, you guys are literally going to lose your minds. Will you agree? Or am I speaking too much about what it is?
No. I think you're fine. No, you're right. You're totally right. And it's going to be very cool.
I want to talk about it. It's driving me crazy. I'm going to have to hold it in. All right.
You got to hold it in, man.
All right. Well, let's
build up the suspense, but you know.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away. All right. Well, let's go to everybody's favorite part of the podcast right now and reading online and see everybody love the fact that they can actually post questions online and get answers from us. I mean, we're talking directly to the fans right now.
Yep.
And not only are we looking at the Midway boards, we're also looking at some of the other community sites too. So, you know, ask your questions. They're going to be out. I do at least. I know you don't have the time to, but I know that I get a chance to get a look at everything that's going on. So let's pick out a couple questions off the bat. watch. And this first one, I'm asking, I'm going to totally put you on the spot. I know this is one of your babies. One of the guys on the forum, or females, I don't know. You can never tell online if somebody's a guy or a girl. But one of the guys asked, I was wondering if you're ever going to make a sequel to Shaolin Monks. Like, Hans, I know that that's one of your babies. I know.
Yeah.
What's the word? It's not the official word, but we're just going to talk about it.
Well, there's no plans at this time, but that doesn't mean we won't ever. I mean, personally, I would love to see it. I mean, and that's just me. I mean, I had a great time working on that game. I would love to work on its sequel. But, you know, it's one of those things. We got other stuff going on. But more importantly, it's like, do you guys want to see it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously this guy wants to see it, but let's test the waters of the community and let's see what they say. They want to see a sequel to Shaolin Monks?
You know, which I hope they do. That'd be great. I mean, you know, be vocal about it. Let people know. I mean, that our company does actually listen to what you guys have to say.
Yes, they do.
So, I mean, you know, it may not be like, oh, yeah, we'll do it, and it's going to be out like a year later. But, I mean, if we have enough interest and people really want it and, you know, and there's a place for us to fit it into our schedules of, you know, what we're working on, it could happen. Yeah. I'm not saying it will.
No, but you know, it definitely could happen.
Yeah, it's a question of what do people want?
Exactly. You know? Does it fit in with where we're at right
just
now?
Just because I want it doesn't mean it'll happen.
I want it too. So hopefully that – I know that our opinions really don't go too far. It's the fans' opinions.
So start a grassroots movement right now.
We want Shaolin Monks too. And instead of Kung Lao and Liu Kang, we want Hans and Hector as playable characters.
No, we're unlockable characters.
Oh, that'd be awesome. What would your special move be if you had one?
I don't know. Probably take a nap.
I would want to make people dance. All right. I'll let you ask the next question.
Let's see. What do we got here? Here's a good one. You know, especially with, you know, PS3 and some of the stuff that you've been hearing online, you know, trophies is a big thing. So,
yeah, that's with that new firmware upgrade.
Yeah, so right? Everyone, you know, because they're now just talking about trophies, a lot of people are also asking us, will there be trophies awarded in this game, like the achievements in 360?
Yes, I can answer that question fully. There are going to be achievements and there are going to be trophies for PS3 and Xbox. And I can tell you what, that is the most exciting meeting that we're having coming up pretty soon. I mean, a lot of people have a couple ideas about what's going on, but to have all of the designers in a room and just throwing out, hey, what are we going to have for achievements? What are we going to go out there?
Yeah.
I can't, unfortunately,
Dude, we can't give away any of those right now.
Those
type of things is actually a lot harder than most people think because a lot of times, you know, you try to come up with them and then either they're way too easy and everyone's like, oh, dude, that was easy. Or then there's, that's impossible. There's no way anyone could ever get it. And you find out like six people in the world ever unlock that one particular trophy or achievement.
So. Yeah. It's going to be another huge challenge on the design team. But, you know, I have faith in John. I have faith in Paulo and Brian.
Yep.
And, of course, Ed at the head of it all.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to make it work. And he's going to make it worth everybody's while to play through and try to get, you know, a full, I guess, I don't even know what it's called.
A
balanced thing. Let's get another question. This is cool. People actually care about when we're doing these MCAST things. This is a good question. So is there some kind of time frame for when the MCAST is going to be released? I had no idea people wanted to hear this.
Are you sure they want to hear it or they just want to know when not to tune in?
Yeah, no. I think they want to hear it because they realize that we're giving stuff away. I mean, how often are we going to have time to do this?
Like I said, ideally, I think it'd be great if we could do it, you know, every week, once a week, if possible. It's, you know, but, you know, to be honest, things get a little hectic. And,
yeah, it's going to be rough, especially.
As we get further along and getting closer to the finish line, it may not be as easy for us to do that. But as often as we can, and then, you know, even after the project's done, we'll probably continue to keep doing these podcasts just to give you guys an update of what's going on with the MK team in general. So
totally. And again, it's up to the fans. I mean, if you guys want it, make yourselves heard. You know, jump online, jump in the forum, visit Worlds Collide, visit Midway.com, and let us know that you want to hear this once a week.
Yeah, so.
Let's grab some more questions, man. I'm on a roll today, man. I'm
feeling
it. You're
on fire today, man.
You too, man. Let's go.
Okay, here's a question that keeps coming up over and over. And I don't know why, but will there be online play?
Man.
Think about this one.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me think about it. Let's see. Xbox Live, PlayStation Network. Should we take advantage of that? I mean,
look into your crystal ball. What do you see?
Geez. Of course we're going to have online play. Half of our day is dedicated to online play and trying to make sure that a lot of those glitches.
Can you make a fighting game and not have online play these days?
I know. And apologies to the person that asked that question. You know, maybe you didn't see us on Game Trailers TV. I mean, it's hard for us to imagine an MK fan who didn't watch that and didn't see Ed say that we're going to have online play. So I apologize, but come on. Like you said, how are you going to have a fighting game?
You can't have a fighting game without online. So, but yes, we will have online.
Cool. Another question. Will the game have interactive arenas? Example, if you throw someone on the wall, will it break? I think we played that and during the game trailer. Yeah. Showed the Metropolis
you
transition.
You saw the Metropolis transition, and so that's a pretty safe yes.
Yeah,
there will be.
Yes, there will be. It's going to be part of the gameplay. I mean, you know, if you do one of the fierce punches or, you know, a fierce attack move near one of the arena boundaries, you're going to trigger that level transition, mm-hmm. whether it's the free fall combat coming from the top like right. you see in Graveyard and Hell, or if it's, you know, through the walls like you see in Metropolis,
right.
or if it's
we don't need to talk about any other levels.
All right, I won't give any of that other stuff away. So. Fine.
But, yeah, so and there's also, you know, in some of the areas there might also be some breakable items within the arena.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Totally. There's definitely going to be interactive arenas. That's an MK statement. It wouldn't be an MK game if the arena and the environment didn't play into the match.
That would be taking a step backwards.
Exactly, and that's not what we're doing. We're taking it forward, man.
Yeah. Oh, I got one for you.
Yeah.
And this kind of goes back to this earlier when we were saying about the whole online
You know what? Hold on. I think we did our five questions. I think we're good.
Yeah, but I think people really want to know this one.
Oh, man.
Because apparently there was somebody on the boards saying they were the voice of MK in some ways, or somebody on the team going by the name of, was it MK Heck?
And
a lot of people were calling and goes, oh, you're a faker. I think there was one guy that kept going and saying, no, anybody can put up a picture.
Oh,
anybody
man.
Can create a-
yeah, that guy. So, yeah. You know, the funny thing about that is that guy was like, say my name. If it's really you, say my name on the MCAST.
Yeah.
I would say that, but that would just be giving you, you know what I'm saying? It would be giving them their little like moment of fame. All I'm going to say is, dude, you got pwned. But
because
you know,
it was Hector. Yes.
It totally was.
MK Heck is Hector.
It was. I got on the forums. I wanted to just get on and like say thank you to everybody because like the MCAT, I mean, the download numbers for the MCAS blew our minds. Like nobody knew.
Yeah. Well, you didn't expect that.
No, we didn't expect those kind of numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't know that everybody was going to be doing a lot of you know, they were going to take our words and, like, you know, mince them and, like, say, I can't believe that, you know, Hector made this mistake talking about spikes on the Sky Temple. There wasn't spikes. It was a floor. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. I'm just talking from the, you know, I we come in here. We're talking. We're trying to be. We don't edit this. We don't, you know, it's not like we take a couple takes. I mean, we're speaking live. I mean, the only thing that we do, we get Matt to kind of go in and take out some of the times where we, like, start, you know, stumbling. But it's not like we're editing content.
No.
We're just talking, you know, straight from the cuff. So I'm sorry if I made a couple mistakes.
The good and the bad.
The good and the bad is in there. I'm sorry that I made a couple mistakes, but, you know, yes, MK Heck was me on the forums. I'm going to try to get on there as much as possible. I'm going to let MK Nat kind of handle a lot of the back and forth and stuff. But, yeah, I'm going to get up there, and I do look at it. Yeah, and if you see
me on there.
Just
don't think you can give away information, though. Okay? Now that, you know, they know it's you, I'm going to have to kind of police it every once in a while just to make sure you don't get out of control.
You know what? That question actually didn't even come from the Midway boards. That question, I know for a fact, came from the Facebook page that we have up. And I actually threw that out there in my post originally is that we have a Facebook page.
Yep.
Jump on Facebook, you guys that have it, and become a fan of MK versus DC Universe. There is a discussion board on there, and Hans and I do check that out. Post your questions up there too, because we might pull questions from there.
There was one that I remember that was all in Chinese.
Yes,
that was pretty funny.
We're both looking at it going. I wish
you
knew
what this means. I have no idea.
But we figured it out, right?
Well, sort of figured it out. We cheated. We used one of those online translators and kind of looked it out. But, you know, and that was cool.
Bless you, whoever that was.
The only problem is I wish we knew how to respond. You know, and the really embarrassing part is I'm Chinese.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
I'm illiterate when it comes to Chinese writing. So
that's too bad. Well, we've answered six questions. I think we should probably get maybe one more out there.
Oh, first he's like, I think we had enough, and now you want to throw another one.
No, I'm going to roll. We're good. Let's pull one more. And this was a good question, and this another question that came from the Facebook page. So, people, if you're not a fan of MK versus DCU on Facebook, join up today and sign up for it. You know, my initial goal, I wanted to have 1,000 fans. You know, within a week and a half. Right now, we're at about 500, 600, so we're almost there. I'm sure there's about 400 of you out there that haven't become a fan of MK versus DCU yet. The Mortal Kombat fan page Facebook has 13,000 members, which is absolutely mind-boggling when you think about it. So if we can get MK versus DCU up to the 1,000 mark and then push that towards maybe like the 2,000 or 3,000 as we go over the next couple months.
Baby steps, a little bit at a time.
Maybe we can start using that a lot. But yeah, let's try and work on that. People, tell your friends, as everybody always likes to say, tell your friends.
So you want one more question?
I want one more question. Bring it to me. Let's make it a good one. Let's verify something that hasn't yet been revealed yet. Let's do it. Let's border on Hector getting fired on this next question.
No. I don't want you to get fired. I need you on the team, okay? Because if you weren't here, then that means I would actually have to work. And I can't have that. So we can't get you fired. Whatever we do, we got to keep you on.
Knock it out. Give it to me. I'm ready.
Okay, here's one. Will special moves be usable during free fall or the close combat mode?
Yes. That hasn't been revealed yet. There will be special moves for each of the character-specific special moves.
Are you telling
moves.
Me I just screwed up by asking a question that we weren't supposed to talk about?
Well, you didn't know any better. No. If anything happens, I'll just tell Ed that I do it. He can slap me.
No, he won't believe it. I'll get smacked. I know it.
There will be character-specific special moves during free fall combat. You know, we've put a lot of them in the game right now. They look really good. Scorpions is awesome. Flashes is really, really cool. Sub-Zero's is really – everybody really has like a – you know, their special move during free fall combat makes sense for the character of who they are. So, yes, there is going to be that. In boxing mode, there won't be special moves, but each character is going to have a sort of character-specific fighting style, whereas, you know, Catwoman is going to kind of scratch you. Well, I probably shouldn't have given that away, but – she'll, you know, one of her attacks is a scratch, whereas, you know, Scorpion has like, you know, a brutal punch. Scorpion's never going to scratch you. I couldn't
or slap you or anything
slap
like that.
You or anything like that. So, yeah, special moves are going to be usable during free fall combat. There's another exclusive gameplay reveal brought to you only on the MCAST.
Yeah, either we're going to get in trouble by either, you know, Ed or MK Nat's going to come yelling at us. And
MK Nat, I don't know. You know, sometimes I go back and forth. I don't know who I'm scared of more, MK Nat or Ed. Probably a mixture of the both.
I'm scared of both. But, you know, I scare easily, as most people can tell by now, because every time Hector says something, I'm cringing, going,
We'll see. You know, we'll put it up there and, you know, we'll see what everybody says. But I think that wraps it up pretty much for this week's MCAT. This was our super, you know, pre-E3 excitement. I'm going to be at E3.
Yep.
Hans is going to be in Chicago holding down the fort, making sure that game production doesn't take any stutters while the team is
putting
out
any fires that hopefully don't occur.
Exactly. Ed is going to be out at E3.
Yep.
He's going to be doing a lot of interviews. I'll be out there. John Edwards, Paulo Garcia, and Brian LeBaron are going to be, you know, the game design team. We're all going to be out there. We're going to be on the floor. Really quick, before I leave, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Cinder. Cinder validated me.
He came to your rescue.
Or she.
Not she.
We can't. Cinder,
you know, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, Cinder.
How bad is that? You know,
we don't. You know, Cinder is Cinder.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that we can do about it. But, you know, special shout out to Cinder. Special shout out to Shayla. Special shout out to Shank Daddy. It's so funny that I have to give shout outs to all these people on the board, but I have to. They're the people that kind of believe me and like said anything.
No, yeah, they did back you up.
They did back me up. So. You know when I got flamed by about, you know, 27. Who knows? I don't know what they were, but when I got flamed, they stood up for me.
Willing to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly. Another special shout out to Shang Tsung's number one fan, Harley Quinn. That Shang Tsung render is coming soon. And I think that's pretty much it. You got anything to say?
I think that pretty much. Yeah, if we talk anymore, we're probably going to say stuff we're not supposed to.
That's right. So let's cut it off.
Or I should say even more than we're not supposed to.
Exactly. So let's cut it off this week. We'll talk to you guys soon. Hopefully,
keep the questions coming.
Yeah, keep them on. Visit midway.com. Join the forums. Visit our Facebook page. Visit noob.com. Those secrets are still there.
Yep.
You guys still haven't gotten them. So that's
I'm waiting. I want to see somebody post something in the forums about what they saw or what they figured out from noob.com.
Oh, it's already there, man. It's already there. There's about 7 pages of completely wrong answers on there. It's the funniest thing in the world. It is a genius. So that's pretty much it.
All right. I guess that's it. So I'm Hans.
Yeah, and I'm Hector, and I'll see you guys in cyberspace.
Yeah.
Later.
Later.